Blog evening, my Blog Talk Radio listeners out there. This is Lily 44, and first of all, I would like to apologize for ending my last show so soon. I didn't realize the time. I do hope everyone who listened did get something from it. Now it's January the 17th, 2009, exactly 3 days from history in the making. Everyone is excited and ready to start a new year off right. Already, our president-elect has been really working on our economy, trying to get us back on track. We understand that there will be a general population, some from Congress, will give him a run for his money when it comes to bills, proposals that we need their approval on. But I believe God will prevail in this whole four-year term. To all of you out there who are visiting Washington, D.C., I hope you are all having a wonderful time. I wish I was there. I will tell you this. If you are not used to the cold, make sure you dress warm. Even though I was born in New York in the winter, I still don't like being cold unnecessarily. Now, let's talk about the president's journey to the day of inauguration, which means to introduce him into office by a ceremony. On CNN, we just witnessed the Obama Express as he's traveling from Philadelphia to Washington, D.C. There are millions of people waiting for that day, the day of January the 20th. Excuse me. Everyone is excited. I know there are all kinds of parties and inauguration balls going to be going on, and we have a few of them here in this area. On top of that, we can't forget that Monday is Martin Luther King's birthday, the day before inauguration. What an historical moment. All through the elections, as we know, our president had many doubting Thomases, especially, I will say, Fox News. I have not watched Fox News since. I think of Bill O'Reilly, Hannity, and Combs, and all the other haters out there. I am so glad that there is nothing they can do when January the 20th takes place. As I said before, there are a lot of people who are not happy with the idea that we will be swearing in the first African-American president in office. Never in our wildest dreams will we think we'd be doing this. Now, I would like to tell every African-American out there, please don't think everything is going to be rainbows and lollipops. Because it's probably going to be even harder than easier for us. This means you need to step up to the plate. Take your responsibilities and run with them. Don't hold them. Don't sit on them. Do something with your responsibilities. Make them happen. Put them into action. We need to set examples. Now that we have an African-American president in office, we need to set examples. We have something to look forward to. Our children have something to look forward to. And I think it's our duty as parents, as friends, as teachers, as leaders to step up to the plate and take care of our children. Make sure that they have a great education. Make sure that these policymakers are making great policies that are going to help our children and not hinder them. We already know no child left behind left every one of our children behind. So we need to change that now that we have an opportunity to. If you did not vote, you have no right to complain. If you did not vote, you have no right to complain. And I'm going to ask you if you voted. If you told me, no, I wasn't interested in it, then I don't want to hear anything from you. I'm talking to the ones who made a difference by voting. And whatever you voted for is your business. That's not what I'm talking about. At least you took an act that was very historical, that people died and bled and was beaten for it. You did the right thing by voting. Now that we have Barack Obama in office, we need to make sure we're doing what we have to do. Education, housing, jobs, we need to do what we have to do to make sure that Obama is doing what he has to do. That means that when we're asking for things to happen for our neighborhoods, our communities, we need him to step up and be behind us in those things. Please, and I'm going to say it like they say it, please don't get it twisted. Because he's an African-American president, it doesn't mean that everything is going to be just right for us because, wow, we got to, you know, this just means that we need to lift our head up high, walk with dignity. That's what it means first and foremost. We have somebody who looks like us making great decisions for our country. And with that, that's enough for me to walk with my head up high, walk with proudness in me, make me want to do something different, make me want to accomplish some of the goals that are positive in my life. That's what I'm talking about. I know it's not going to be easy. Soon as he was elected, I saw the difference in people that I talked to on a daily basis. They were kind of offish. So I know there's going to be a big difference now that he's actually going to be the president and making decisions for us. It's going to be even harder because a lot of people did not want this to happen. But I thank God that he stepped in and made this happen for us. I want to tell every little girl and boy out there, never think that you cannot be a president because we know now you can. Perseverance, hard work makes things happen. We have some bright, intelligent children out there that know things that you never even thought, and they're starting at ages of 3 and 4 and 5 years old. So please, if you have a child that is very intelligent, don't stop them. Let them do their thing because you know what? These are the kids who are going to take care of us when we get old. And I want the child to take care of me, know what he's doing. And I want him to feel good about himself because we don't do that enough. We don't tell our children to feel good about ourselves. We always tell them what they're doing wrong. Let's tell our children what they're doing right. With President Obama in office, I'm praying and I'm hoping that we as African-American people can start coming together more. I'm not saying we haven't in the past because we've done some leaps and bounds, but this now is something to almost like a weight being lifted off of our shoulders, that we don't have to act like a clown. We don't have to fight and shoot each other, that we can be a civilization that cannot be so angry about everything. And take all the good things that are happening in your life and make them even better. You know, it's so hard for a lot of people, and I understand I'm not in your situation, but I'm just saying now you have hope when you didn't think there was hope. Now you have something to look forward to, and I'm hoping everyone out there who is listening that this year be your year, that you make a change, that you do something different for yourself, positive, that you do something different for someone else. It doesn't matter as long as you're doing something positive. You have a lot of energy. Take that energy and move it into teaching someone how to read, tutoring someone. It don't necessarily have to be a child. Grown-ups need help sometime too. Teaching them how to read. Teach them how to fill out applications for jobs. It's the little things that really, really, really make a difference for a lot of people. And you'd be surprised the smiles you get. You know, go visit someone in a nursing home. Make them like sort of like your surrogate child or surrogate mother. You know, there's so many programs out there, and our elderly are being so neglected in so many ways that because their families are either too busy or they don't have any families, you know. Step up to the plate and do something different. I say to all young men out there, get a grip. Get a grip on yourself, because you have to understand whether you want to or not, there is going to be a day when you have to take responsibility for what you're doing now. You reap what you sow. There are consequences to everything that you do. So make sure, quit trying to be bad. Excuse my language, I'm going to say it like this, a Billy badass. Do what you got to do. Listen to your parents. Make a difference. Pull up your pants. Stop cussing. Stop being disrespectful. Do what you have to do to make your life better for you. That's to all you young men out there. To all you young girls out there, you get a grip. There's a lot of intelligent young women out there, a lot of beautiful women. Let me explain something to you young girls. Your looks are just one part of you that's important. There's a whole part of you, your intelligence, your way you carry yourself, the people that you hang with, all of those are part of who you are. So I say, let go of the peer pressure, get a grip on your life, do what you got to do for you, because you know what? Things are going to be different for you when you get older. Things look, you know, like it is now, but I think it's going to be even more complicated as you become a mature young lady. There's so many of them out there that are owning their own businesses. They're executives, young women, 25, 23, 25, 26, 30, that are making great decisions, finance managers, you know, of big companies. I'm saying to you out there, don't limit yourself. You don't have to be someone's, excuse me, whore or bitch or anything like that. You can be your own person. You can step out and do what you got to do for yourself. Don't depend on no man to do for you. Mothers, fathers, let me say something to you, especially the ones who are divorced. There are civil divorces. Whatever differences that was made, whatever decisions that was made that you needed to divorce, that's up to you. That's a decision you made, but you have to live with it. And if it's a lot of drama in it, you need to get rid of the drama. You need to become mature, because you know what? The children are looking at you, and they're seeing how immature you're acting when you're calling the mother out in her absence, out of her name, in front of the children. When the mother is saying how no good he is in front of the children. Stop it. Stop it now. Stop all the drama. Take care of your kids. Come together on one accord when it comes to your children. Be civil with each other. You don't have to like each other. I really want you not to hate each other, but I want you to come to an understanding when it comes to your children. You know, make a decision that you're going to get along because of the children. You know, pick up your kid. You know, don't have her fighting you and throwing you in court every time you turn around, a decision has to be made. And don't be spiteful when it comes to the mother who's trying to make a way for her children. You're not hurting them. You're hurting yourself, because in the end, those same children are going to be the ones who probably have to take care of you when you get older. So you keep in mind, being spiteful and mean and hateful and keeping up mess all the time, let the man go on with his life. If he wants to be with someone else, allow him to. Let it go. I know it hurts sometimes because you've made a lot of decisions together and you've built this life together, but sometimes things have to end. And because they didn't end the way that you wanted to end, or because they didn't stay together, stop it. Get a grip on you. Let your insecurities Do not let your insecurities lead you in the wrong direction. I want us women to be more stronger. I want us to throw away all the drama. I want us to stand up and be a role model for our girls. Stop being their friends. Stop hanging out with them. Be their mothers first and foremost. Allow them to come to you and talk to you about things that they need to talk to you about. Teach them how they should carry themselves when they're in the public eye. Teach them what's to be ventured out here in the world. It doesn't necessarily always have to do with a boy, but teach them how to carry themselves, how to do what they need to do for themselves first and foremost. Allow them to know that they don't have to depend on a man to get what they need out of life. Teach them that education is much more important than a penis. And I'm going to be blunt with you. Education is much more important than a penis. Right now, the record number of women right now is astronomical that are out there on their own. Some of them prefer not to even be with a man, not calling them lesbians or gay. It's just that they prefer to be on their own. It's much more, it's less stressful to have someone that you're not happy with than to be with somebody that, you know, you're trying your best to make things work for you and you can't. It's too much of a heartache on a woman. We take on a lot of roles, being an African-American, being a woman, and having to deal with this big, bad world out there. So I say to you, teach your daughters to be strong. Teach them to stand for themselves, and whenever things get wrong, allow them to come back to you. Don't close your doors on them. Excuse me, I got a little dry throat here. Teach them to be their own self. Come into their own. Don't be ashamed of your body. Some of us are big. Some of us are small. Some of us are skinny. Some of us are flat. Be yourself. Be comfortable in yourself. Don't let the TV dictate how your daughter should be. Don't let anybody dictate to you how your daughter should be. You take time out to learn how you want her to be. And just guide her. You don't have to force her, but guide her in the right direction. Guide her away from danger. Guide her in the direction that's going to be good for her. And guide her in the direction that you'll be proud of her. You know, we have to keep that in mind. And it's hard. It really is hard for mothers when you're doing this by yourself, when you have to make sure that their food is cooked, their clothes on their back, they have everything they need for school, and you're working two and three jobs trying to make all this happen. And I say this too. There are so many mothers out there that have sacrificed their lives for their children, and they've worked the jobs, and they put their dating life on hold, and they went on with what they had to do for their kids. There's nothing wrong with that. And I know we come to a point in our life where we want to be with somebody. I was just so determined to do what I had to do for my son. I waited till he was 18 before I actually thought about getting married. So to me, that was more important, to make sure that my relationship with my son was in good shape before I wound up getting somebody else, you know, pushing somebody else in on their lives. When I was already, you know, if you've already having a shaky relationship with your children, a man is not the answer. You don't push a man on your children at a time like this. And also, especially when you're going through what you're going through with the husband not being in the, or the father not being in place. Those kids need you first. Men, you're a role model for your young men. You need to step up. You need to do your job. You need to take the stick and pass it to them in the proper way. Give them a reason to look at their history. Don't make Obama a role. Obama is just an example. You need to be the role model. You need to be the one to make those decisions. You need to be the one who allows that child to make something out of themselves. Give them the tools, the resources, and the ways to make things happen for the both of you. Our men, we have so many little kids or young men out there who don't have role models. Women can't do what a man can do. You know, we can't do it. So I say to you, step up, do your job as the father. Do your job as the mother. Make the things that need to happen for you guys happen. And just put your children first. You know, it's unfortunate that And just about in every African-American home, it is being led by a mother. You know, fathers, I don't think, you know, that you have to go back home and you may make things work out with you and the mother, but I think you should pay more attention to your children. Quit worrying about who she's dating and who she's not dating. Quit stalking her. She needs to stop stalking you, and all that drama needs to be put to a side. We have a common goal, and the common goal is to make sure our children have the best education, the best resources, the best medications, the best doctors in place for us, and it's up to us to make those decisions, and we need to do that. We need to take care of our elderly, and we definitely need to take care of our soldiers. They deserve our sacrifices as they continuously, on a continuous basis, sacrificing for us. We need to adopt a troop, adopt a company or a squad or a battalion or whatever. You know, a group. It's so many organizations out there that can do so much, and you don't hear them doing it. You know, I know times are hard, and the nonprofit, the money is not like it used to be. You don't get the volunteers, but take the ones that you do have, appreciate them, and allow them to do what they have to do to take care of, you know, our troops. Me being a Desert Storm veteran, and also me being in the American Legion, it is such a heart-wrenching thing to watch a lot of stuff that goes on. Some of the news I won't watch if it's dealing with Army, if it's dealing with soldiers, I won't watch it because it brings back so many different memories of stuff that we went through when we were over there or situations or events that happened. So I say that we need to step up to the plate and take care our children, our elderly, and our soldiers. We need to do that. And please do not forget our elderly soldiers, our veterans out there. They are in need. We're losing them. We're not taking care of them the way we need to. And I say we need to step up to the plate in that. And I'm praying to God because God is working around us. We finally, and I say this and kind of off the subject, we finally got the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and I feel so good. He's a veteran himself. So I'm quite sure he'll see the needs of all of us. And I'm quite sure President Obama will stand behind him in all the decisions that he makes that's going to make it better for our veterans, our old veterans and our new veterans. So I say that we should remember this day forever because this day marks the changing of a nation, a society, and a country. We need this. We deserve this. I say to President Obama, thank you for giving us hope and giving us change. I'll say I'm hoping that the information that I just discussed will help someone. Well, I hope that someone will be listening and take heed to some of the things that I said. I'm just so excited in my heart, in my mind, because I'm ready. I am so ready. And I'm so glad President Bush is gone. And his farewell speech just drove me nuts. I could not understand it. I don't even know why he got up there and spoke, but he had to. But he just knows we're glad he's gone. And God has his hand, and I truly say this, and I'm not a religious, quote-unquote, person, but I do believe in God. I believe God has his hands in all of this, and I think many, many prayers that went out, connected, sent up, allowed all this to happen. And I pray that we have a safe 4 years. And I pray that we don't lose any more people, any more soldiers to war. I'm hoping that these Afghanistan, I'm hoping Iraq, I'm hoping all these people just know it's time. It's time. We as Americans, we need to take care of our soldiers, bring them back home, get them back with their families. take care of everything that needs to be taken care of with them. It just fills my heart, you know, the excitement, the chills that run up and down my spine, because we have an opportunity, and I don't want us to mess this opportunity up for change for us, to know that we have something to be so proud of. I don't want us to mess this up. So if you're out there doing things you're not supposed to do, I ask you to stop it. Get a grip. Get your life back together. I know the job market is crazy right now, but I say to you, grab onto something. Make it legit. Learn. Pick up a book. Get on the computer. Go to your nearest library. Knowledge is free, and some of us do not want it. It's free. It's be given away every day. We don't want it. I say to you guys, get a grip. Grab a hold onto something positive. Do it. Make it happen. Make this year and the next 4 years your 4 years. Set you a 4-year goal. If you don't do the 5-year, do the 4-year goal and see what you can do in 4 years. Give him a chance, President Obama, and give yourself a chance to make changes. They don't have to be major changes, but small changes in your life. That's positive, and that's going to reflect and help someone else. Okay, I'm on my soapbox. I am sorry. No, I'm not sorry, because I'm allowed to say what I want on my show. I would like to say good night to all. Enjoy your days off. Happy Martin Luther King's Day birthday. I want to say it like that. Be safe. Please be safe. If nothing else, be safe out there. My next show will be February the 12th, 2009, at the same time, which is 8 p.m. We will talk about love and the different kinds of love, the safe love, the good love, and the bad love. And also I want to talk about my book, How Do You Want Your Love? It's a racy little book. It's for adults only. And there are just little stories in there that I thought would be cute to read to your husband, wife, boyfriend, lover, whatever, and enjoy it. So we'll be talking about that on my next show. I would like to say thank you, and I am hoping everyone enjoy. Be safe these next following days. Thank you. Bye.